Well, it's back to school season. In fact, a lot of schools started this week. More start next week. But that's always good news. Well, it's good news for the parents because the kids are, you know, not underfoot anymore. But also, it's great news for retailers because it boosts the season. Angie Freed is the general manager of Galleria Dallas. Joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So my wife and I were going out Saturday, and we were driving down. We had to be someplace at 6. We're driving down LBJ, wanted to get onto the tollway, and I look over, and you guys must have, it was like Christmas. There were cars backed up down the access road. I looked at the parking lot, it was packed.
Was that
something special, or was that back to school?
It was back to school, it was rain, it's tax-free weekend.
It was
a combination of all of those things, yes.
You must have been... Because it looked like you were absolutely jammed.
We were slammed. It's, you know, after holiday, November and December, back to school is our second busiest season. So, you know, we're always really excited and happy to have customers in our building. But we really like the excitement of back to school.
So I the only thing better if it had been 40 degrees outside.
Yes. And then people would be buying the more expensive outerwear. Yes.
Well, tell me about business. Because, I mean, everybody's, you know, singing the blues about retail and... They say bricks and mortar's dead, and you know, through no fault of your own, I mean, all of a sudden Brookstone goes bust. And
We've had some retailers, not just Galleria specific, but the retail industry's had some retailers file for bankruptcy protection, and I think that continues to perpetuate the conversation. But quite honestly, there are a lot of retailers, bricks and mortar and shopping centers, who are doing really well. We're fortunate to be included in that group. I think the demise of retail and the conversation about that is very overstated. You know, there are just some things that you want to touch and feel, or you need it right then. And bricks and mortar will always satisfy that demand.
But a mall is something different. I mean, you market to a family. You're the only one that's kept an ice rink going and that sort of thing. But it's got to be different from being a retailer in a strip center.
It is. And, you know, retailers really do, and retail real estate really needs to look at their buildings and what those buildings need to be. The consumer is changing. The way that consumers consume is changing, and our buildings need to evolve with that. Entertainment, food and beverage, services, those types of things need to be what we're focusing on so that we do have a differentiation from online retail. And have experiences that you can't get online.
You know, and I know you all are evaluating this right now because there's new management, which you're part of, that has taken over the mall. And I would guess, I mean, there's a lot of space to fill, but I would guess you're talking about capturing people for even longer periods of time. I mean, you make a commitment when you come to a mall to buy something. I mean, you're not going to run in and run back out.
Part of that is true. Yes, we want to capture people for a longer period of time. But for those people who have less time, we want to know how can we capture those person, how can we capture those shoppers? If they want to buy it online and pick up in store or pick up at the curb, how can we help the retailers make that happen? So we may only get the customer for 5 minutes on property, but as long as we're servicing that customer and getting them to our building, that's what we want.
But I got the sense that maybe we were talking about, you know, bars and restaurants and bowling alleys and movie theaters, and so it becomes more of a destination.
That is definitely true for our vision going forward. We want to look at more food and beverage options, more entertainment options, all of those things that you just mentioned.
Do you become are you open till midnight? I mean, do your hours get better with that?
It depends on the uses that come into the building, but you know, we already.
Well, that's
have,
more efficient. I mean, overhead, you've got to run the air conditioning 24 hours a day. You might as well have people in here during some of the time.
That's right, and we already have restaurants that are open till midnight on Fridays and Saturdays, and with the Westin, we have hotel guests that are arriving 24 hours a day. So they may not be on the same time schedule as Dallas is. They may have come from an international market, and so our building is open so they can even window shop if they want. When they arrive, even if the mall building is not open or the retailers are not open, the mall building is open.
Does anybody ever do multifamily? Has anybody ever done that with a mall?
Oh, I mean, multifamily is being done in malls all across the country right now. That is something that we certainly will look at as well.
I mean, that would make a lot of sense. The first time it struck me is oh, you know, they put a Whole Foods down on McKinney on the lower floor above, with an apartment house above it. And somebody said they walked out, they literally saw a guy in his pajamas and robe in the Whole Foods, and he was picking up some stuff for breakfast and got to take it back upstairs. But it really does change the nature of the beast.
It does, and it really goes to that live, work, play destination, which is, you know, what we all want to be, and where we really see the trend in retail going forward.
So, I mean, you're not about to abandon any of your garage space, I guess, and give it up to multifamily.
We always want to have plenty of available parking for customers, although, you know, that's changing too. More are arriving at our building via Uber and other methods of transportation. So that's changing too. And, you know, we're also working with the city and looking at how we can have mobility within this what's now called the Midtown District, and we certainly want to be a part of that and take advantage of you know, people's ability to park somewhere within the district and then have transportation that gets them here that may not be their personal vehicle.
It's really gonna be fun to see this evolve. My sense is the next 2 or 3 years are going to be you know, a period of great insight and a lot of flux. But let me ask you right now, when they all showed up for tax-free weekend and back to school and everything else, and we're slamming you Saturday, what were they buying?
Well, clearly apparel is always number one. Apparel, backpacks, but also technology. You know, technology used to be something that was given as a gift at Christmas, but now it's an important part of our lives, and it's an important part of what students are doing in school. So, you know, what used to be thought of as something that was a luxury is now a necessity. So the three biggies for back to school are apparel, backpacks, and then technology.
And the TI calculator. You got to have everybody's got to have one of those.
David, I don't know if anybody has those anymore.
No? I thought it was still on every shopping list.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, Angie Freed, General Manager of Galleria Dallas, and it's always fun to chat. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.